This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
I know that all the trade winds and all the rest of it is distracting, but do me a favor. Beat Utah, bro.
Well,
dude, Utah.
I don't know what goes on with this team when there's 3 minutes left to go in a basketball game. But they turtle up. And so, you know, a situation like that actually makes people want a player like Jimmy Butler. Because he, in theory, is built to not have stuff like that happen. But, yeah, the Warriors, of all the reasons we gave throughout the week of why they had to make a deal, there was one that we didn't know about. It's that they were going to blow a game in Utah.
Right.
And what would we be saying today if they hadn't traded for Jimmy Butler?
Right. If this was January 8th and they would have lost to Utah in that fashion, we would have absolutely crushed them. It would have been an evisceration sensation.
That is a dollar.
And it would have been a right thing for us to do because you can't go to Utah when you are fighting for a play-in spot, not a playoff spot, a play-in spot. And then you go full on Yertle the Turtle in the closing three?
Yeah.
Come on, Dubs.
And on paper, the game that they've got to face tonight is a very, very difficult one, knowing that you're still down those four players. You had to travel last night. Jimmy Butler is not here yet. The trade not even official. So, very, very difficult assignment for them again tonight. And they are staring down having a losing record again if they're not able to get it. So, we're going to get back to your calls. We are at Splash at Thrive City. If you haven't seen this yet, it's because no one was allowed in yet.
Wow.
But starting tomorrow, you will be. The sports bar and restaurant provides 30,000 square feet of space. I would rather like just tell you what we're looking at. An unbelievable array of massive TVs.
Yeah.
The vibe in here is set up. Obviously, we're right outside the doors to Chase Center, tucked in between Chase Center and the NBC Sports Bay Area studios. We're looking at a menu right now, and this thing's got everything on it.
Yeah.
It's got your apps and your burgers and your salads, and it's got your entrees, stone-fired pizzas.
Nice.
We're going to try some of this stuff today and tell you about it.
Well, you should actually highlight what it is, such as like pick and rolled, which is the rolls, and you've got the assists, which are the sides, and the mains. I kind of like the way that they've broken it down on the menu as far as, you know, some of the basketball themed stuff. And some would say that this place is unparalleled, Mark.
Some would say that.
Unparalleled.
They even have the steak poo-poo sizzling skillet, which I can only think is a menu item that was inspired after the way they played in the fourth quarter last night.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, total dynamic video ticker that encircles the ground level of this entire place. You're just going to have to come check it out. You got the big game coming up this weekend, or if you got tickets to a Warrior game here in the near future, come a little early.
Yeah.
Hang out here, have a drink, have a bite. bite to eat before you go over. We'll be telling you more about this place, and you can get a little sneak peek, at least of what one of the booths look like if you just look at us on YouTube right now. Yeah. Or I did a walkthrough of the place on my Instagram, MT Willard. Yeah. You can check it out there.
I love how you always promote your Instagram. The one thing
shamelessly.
The menu is missing right now. You know what that is, right?
I don't.
Curry! And I'm surprised that they don't yet have curry on the menu. Don't
worry.
Thank you. If I was going to open a restaurant at Thrive City, I would certainly have curry on the menu. That's all.
Yep.
That's all I'm going to say.
And instead of a host or a hostess, should they call the people out the front the butlers?
They should.
Anyway, we should stop this. All right. Jimmy Butler's a Warrior. Andrew Wiggins plays for the Miami Heat. They did not, if you're just joining us, make any other deals today. Mark Stein did report that there was a last-minute run at Nikola Vucevic with Chicago. They could not come together on parameters, so no more deals. And quite frankly, I'm not surprised because they're already going to have to fill in the roster spots that they lost yesterday with young guys, minimum salary guys. Two-way contract of Quentin Post, for example, is going to get moved into a regular deal. So here we go. But the big question is, we knew the Warriors had one big move to make. Whether it was last year, this year, or next year, they had financial space to do this one time. And this is what they did. That's the part of it that I struggle with. I get the entertainment value. I think they are a better team today.
Yeah.
I do. I think that's likely. It's not for sure. That's my opinion. I think they are a better, more dynamic team in this moment. But you also got to compare it to what may have come down the road next summer or the summer after that. I know Steph's time is ticking. So this is the one move they could make, and they made it with Jimmy Butler, and that ain't perfect.
No, I'm looking at your eyebrows, and you and I are closer physically than we've ever been before. And just
uncomfortable, in fact.
Quite. And, you know, lucky for you, I actually did shower today. But
good.
Just judging by your eyebrow movement as you said that, your eyebrows went down a little bit in consternation. It was a consternation sensation is what it was, because you're right. They had one move to make.
Cha-ching!
They made this move, and for me, you're throwing all your eggs in one basket, and the basket is Jimmy Butler over 2.5 years, and, you know, Steph is about to be 37, and Draymond's going to be 35, and Jimmy Butler's about the same age, and so you're relying on a big three, all who are on their mid to late 30s, and behind that, you've got a bunch of mostly unknowns and role players. So,
yeah.
And you have to play five guys on the court at a time.
Look,
last I checked.
I get it. This would be my sort of quick synopsis of the whole thing. Steph is running out of time. You had to do something. There wasn't a deal out there that made you want to give up your future. So let's not give up the future. Go ahead and make this deal. But the bottom line is there were moments last night where I felt like I was watching The Bachelor.
Mm.
You see how people come together with The Bachelor. It's like, hey, we'll take you. You're good looking. How about you? You get out of the limo. You guys get together. And then in 2 days, you're all going to act like you're in love with each other. And you're not. Now, listen, there are relationships that came out of that show that lasted. Very few.
Yeah.
But there are. So it can happen, and maybe this will happen, but let's be real. This is not exactly the player they wanted, and this is not the exact team he wanted.
Exactly.
So you all got jammed together, and therefore it ain't going to be perfect.
Well, and it doesn't have to work if you're Jimmy Butler because you got an extension. And the report was he doesn't want to sign an extension with the Warriors. And then they showed up with 2 years and $120 million, and he suddenly thought, you know what? I want to sign an extension with the Warriors. So he's got the rest of this year making the remainder of his $48 million, and then he's got 2 years and $120 million. So he's going to be making Steph Curry money, and as long as he doesn't get himself suspended, he can go out there and just do whatever he wants to do and try to win a title and be Jimmy Butler. And you've got Draymond and you've got Steph. And unfortunately, based on the way the NBA works, you don't have a lot of room to do much else. And you might be able to keep Kuminga on a lesser deal, a deal lesser than what he would want. But around him, you're going to have Buddy for nine. You're going to have maybe a GP2 on a reduced deal and Kavan on a reduced deal.
I think those guys they're going to be gone.
Well, I don't even know if they can get more than what they're getting this year. So they might stay for less.
No,
because
but I mean, the way the
what's
salary...
What's the market for Kavan Looney?
No, but I mean, he would have to probably come back on the minimum. Like, he would have to come back on the minimum.
He could come back for $3 or $4 million, which is right above the minimum. But
again, not necessarily.
Whatever the number is, the point is, whoever you surround them with is going to be low-priced, mostly bench material guys.
Yep.
And so you said that they got better. I don't think they got better.
I don't think
they got better now. I don't think they got better then. I think what they got was more exciting. And I'm excited to see Jimmy Butler as a Golden State Warrior with Draymond and Steph. I don't think they got any better.
Well, I don't know if your point has any staying power then. Like, if they got worse, that's not more exciting. Like, if you're bad, the excitement.
It's more exciting because Jimmy Butler's an exciting person.
Yeah, but that's this moment. Like, if they come out and play bad, people are going to turn on this in 2 weeks.
Well, how have they played this year?
No, back and forth.
Right. So I think that next year, if you come back with Jimmy, Steph, and Draymond, and whatever else you have, and whatever else you fill in with, you're probably going to be the same team, in my opinion.
That's what remains to be seen. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Chris in Santa Rosa. Hi, Chris. Thanks for calling. Oh, Chris dropped. Do we have Sam? How about Sam in Lafayette? Hi,
yeah,
Sam.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, hey, what's up?
Hey. Being in sales and competitor outside of sports, I'm not saying I didn't play sports growing up, but I think what lost me with Wiggins is his ability to just be a me guy. And I see the same thing with Kuminga. And it's for me, looking at this trade, it's 2 years of being a team person. And we needed someone that was going to have a commitment to really push this for the last couple of years of Steph, Draymond. And I'm pretty sure they have history together that they can take themselves out of it and be a team player. And so that's why I called. I'm excited about this trade. Wiggins to me was a wimpy me guy outside of personal stuff. And in the real world, outside of everything in sports, like, you have to go out and take your personal self out of it and do your job. And so that's where I feel good about this trade, because I think Steph and Draymond are going to get through to Butler and not be a me guy for the next 2 years.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Sam, totally get where you're coming from, except for there's one thing you said that this is just me now. I find that very hard to hear. Andrew Wiggins,
was a wimpy me guy. Wow.
I don't see any of that in Andrew Wiggins. And I'm not going to say that about him on his way out the door when he was such a key to a championship and, quite frankly, always behaved as a complete professional. If you're bothered by the fact that he couldn't get around personal stuff to play over the last couple of years, you can do that. I think that's unfair. Everybody has personal stuff. I without knowing exactly what happened, I do not buy. And we were told directly this was not just about his dad and his failing health. I don't know what it was, but I know it was more than that. So whatever he had going
on, it was,
you have to have space for that. To trade Andrew Wiggins for Jimmy Butler and say that Andrew is a me guy? Jimmy Butler's a me guy now. Now, this has happened everywhere he's been.
Well, I'm not going to judge any of these guys because, you know, Jimmy Butler has done what he's done and, you know, what he did in Minnesota, what he did in Chicago and all the rest of it. It's just water under the bridge because now he's a Warrior and he has a chance to either be the same or different. And I think to judge anyone for what they do based on their own personal stuff is unfair. And here's one thing that I said in the chat earlier this morning. It might have been during the roast and might have been during Steiny and Goo, but one thing I'm not here for today is Andrew Wiggins slander. If you want to say that, you know, they got better, fine. If you want to say that Wiggins could have been a better player, fine. I'm not here for any Andrew Wiggins slander about off the court or anything else. The man was here, he played amazing, and you won a title in 2022.
I'm completely with you. I think Andrew Wiggins, you forget what his reputation was when he arrived. I think a lot of people forget this. They got Andrew Wiggins and Jonathan Kuminga for D'Angelo Russell. So now you can make the case the Warriors, off of losing Kevin Durant, got an asset that they turned into Wiggins and Kuminga, which led to a championship, and now, by extension, leads to Jimmy Butler. And Wiggins was a part of that, and he never, ever raised an eyebrow at any of it. He is who he is, and his standing in the NBA went up when he came to the Golden State Warriors, and for the first time, maybe in his career, he sort of met the expectations that that particular franchise had for him.
Right, and he actually fulfilled it for one two-month period and one playoff stretch where he was an all-star and he won a title. And so, yeah, I was the founder of K-Wig and all the rest of it, and I was at the forefront of, you know, criticizing him for his milquetoast play. But now that it's over and you look back on what the total era was, I'm not here to disparage that because he was a key figure in the championship that they won, the unexpected one. And if he didn't play the way he played, they never would have won that title.
888-957-9570. We are talking about the deal. Do you love it? Do you hate it? Somewhere in between. Jimmy Butler is a Warrior. No other deals were made today. Dennis Schroeder on the way out. Kyle Anderson on the way out, obviously. There was also Andrew Wiggins, who is now a member of the Miami Heat, and a protected first-round pick, which means for the next 2 years, if that pick ends up in the top 10, the Warriors will keep it. If it ends up outside the top 10, which still at this moment remains likely, then just next year's pick only moves on to Miami. So there's no mortgaging of the future with this. That's the good news. I just don't know. I don't know how this fits in a basketball sense, and I really, really don't know how this fits in terms of the culture that Steph Curry has created and whether or not Jimmy Butler fits into it. Let's go to Jonathan in Foster City next up on Willard and Dibbs. Hey, Jonathan, how are you?
Gentlemen, how's it going?
Good, man. Good, Thanks for calling.
All right. It's been a while since you've done this, but did you ever hop a fence when you were a kid?
I did it actually recently on my second date with my now wife and my actually.
Did you really?
Well, we were going to go play frisbee.
And how'd you not get hurt?
I ripped my shirt.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you're not. I know you. You're not able to do that now.
I mean, I was climbing the fence and I had made it over, but my shirt, which was hanging out, got caught on the fence. But go ahead. It's neither here nor there.
So when you hop a fence, you either land or you fall. Do you know what hurts more than that? When you sit on top of those spikes and don't do anything.
God. Yeah.
And they were sitting on the fence for a while. It's not a perfect move, but at least we've got now a direction. We know what the next 2 years are all about. We got 11 guys that we can roll with. It's a decent roster, and it's finally a direction, right? We were letting perfection get in the way of good, and now they've made a choice, which is something we've been asking them to do for almost 3 years now. So it's not perfect, but at least it's a choice.
Jonathan, I'm going to buy your take from this perspective. Even though I don't think it's a perfect deal, you don't think it's a perfect deal, Dibs, you don't think it's a perfect deal.
Right.
Here's one thing I do wonder. This franchise has been sitting there for the better part of 8 months, maybe more, literally watching every single NBA media entity every day say, about to make a deal, here it comes. Ripe to make a deal, gonna make a deal, and it's, by the way, another compliment I want to give Andrew Wiggins. Look at the way he played this year, knowing full well that this February and this reality was likely.
Right.
And so here we are, and so whether you like the direction or not, at least it's a direction. This group can now move forward and move past the whole, like, who's about to get traded thing.
And I'll buy that in terms of, you know, the fence analogy, because you're not on the fence. You've made a move. You have a direction. And I may not love the direction that you're going, because you're going to have Steph and Jimmy making 60 and Draymond making, you know, north of 25. And what can you do around them? The answer is not much. And it might signal the end of Jonathan Kuminga. It might not. Well, we're going to find that out in the offseason. But at least you've decided, look, Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy Butler for the next this year and two more years, this is what we're doing. And if it really isn't working, you still can pivot. You can pivot off of any one of the three.
I mean,
you can. You're allowed to.
You're allowed to.
But, I mean, if the three of them really don't work, then you can pivot. But what the organization is telling us is, Steph and Draymond, we believe in them to get one more run, and Jimmy Butler is the best guy we can bring in now to help them do that.
Yeah, the funny thing is they did the whole two timelines thing for 2 years. It's arrived at a point where everyone went, well, that was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Why the hell were you doing this two timelines thing? And then they made this move yesterday, and I thought to myself, you know what this is? This is two timelines. You're still doing it. You are now saying, okay, Steph, we got you your now guy. If there's really any juice left in the orange, go ahead and squeeze it. Oh, by the way, we're keeping Jonathan Kuminga and all of our draft picks.
Well, maybe you're keeping Kuminga.
I think it's probable.
Well, we'll see.
You didn't trade him.
Right. We'll see what the market dictates.
Yeah, and I just don't think there are that many teams out there right now. If you look at the landscape of the league, there's just not that many people out there trying to woo away restricted free agents with major dollars. It's a very, very difficult putt. So I think it's probable that Jonathan Kuminga stays. I think it's probable that he gets somewhere between 20 and 25 million a year to stay. I know that's not the number that he wants, but that's probably what he can command right now. So I'm not even saying I'm mad at it. Like, if this is all you could get, then don't mortgage your future for it. But the Warriors are still sitting with their feet in two different buckets, which is that, like, we're keeping future assets, and then we're also saying that we're giving Steph what he needs for now.
Essentially, I mean, you did give up your pick in the upcoming draft, most likely, unless you happen to not, you know, make the playoffs, or you wind up in the lottery and you wind up with a top 10 pick, then it gets conferred automatically to Miami. But beyond that, I do think you're in a spot where, yeah, you have future assets, and if you can keep Kuminga at a number that you're talking about, and I know you have a capologist that you've been texting with and you've been tweeting with, and if that number comes down between 20 and 25 and you can keep Kuminga, then yeah, I do think that you still have your feet in both buckets.
I don't think that Jonathan's going to have a choice. You know,
well,
what I mean?
We'll see. We'll see what the market determines. All it takes is one team to say, we're going to give you $32 million a year, and then the Warriors have to either
agree or disagree. Like, everyone we've talked to says that team doesn't, like, the team that has that space doesn't even exist other than Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And
it's early, though. It's early in the process.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how teams are going to even be able to clear that. Again, I'm not saying that you're wrong, and you're right. It only takes one team, and maybe Brooklyn will be that team. But I would imagine that the Warriors have run those numbers and that probability before they made any of these moves.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.